This morning I have in the studio with us Lynn Storch from St. Joseph Mercy Health System. She's a registered dietitian who works with people to keep them healthy. Thanks, Lynn, for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Sheila.
Lynn, can you tell us a little bit about your work environment?
Definitely. I mean, I've been at St. Joe's for decades, so I've had a variety of work environments. But right now, I'm actually at the Ellen Thompson Women's Health Center, which has been open for about 6 years. And so I'm in a beautiful setting. If anybody hasn't been there, everybody walks away saying it is. So I'm going to be a little proudly saying that. And I work with fellow dietitians, also massage therapists, which is nice to have around.
Absolutely.
And with an ache or pain. And then also with nurses, because we have diabetes nurses as well. And the program I'm working on is weight loss. We've actually got 3 weight loss programs. Mine is a more meal replacement program with 5 of us working for that department.
What is the overall goal of your department and the people that you work with?
Well, there's almost like a whole goal, and you know, it's the Women's Health Center. You'd think it would be just for women, but it actually is total health for everybody in the family. We have children's programs as well as programs for men. There's programs like boot camp for new dads, so that's always fun for dads trying to learn how to manage newborns, like your 7-month-old, right, Teresa?
Yes, exactly.
And but he could use some help.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. And then, but also then we have the disease-specific health, too. So we have people with, like, Crohn's disease or GI problems, as well as and just weight, you know, people that want to get healthier so they can come and see a dietitian. So really, that is our goal, is just get every stage of your life, of a family member, whichever, to, you know, be able to take care of themselves. And, you know, it's almost like preventing some diseases then.
You work with not just the person who's on the weight loss program, but the families also.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Because it's, you know, health is often, you know, everybody in the household, obviously, you know, eating the certain foods, especially as a dietitian, you know, looking at food encompasses, you go to the grocery store, you're buying for everybody, usually not just one person. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you talk in the community about the programs that you have available at the hospital? Do you make that readily available to the public?
Absolutely. Yes. We have speakers bureau at the hospital, and the option for people to just, I think it's just on our website. If you go to Speakers Bureau, you'll find out about a variety of topics. From our end, we have so many on nutrition, stress reduction, better health management, like real general health. So there's a variety of topics. Most recently, I went to a senior center. Their interest was just general health. You know, what's healthy foods to eat? Tell us. So there was one topic that was 15 super foods a dietitian would recommend. So that was the most recent presentation I did.
It sounds like you work with a pretty large population. What primarily do you find the focus with the population that you work with the most?
The weight loss program that I've been managing for 10 years there at St. Joe's. It's HMR weight loss program. It stands for Health Management Resources. So that program is actually a regular weekly class people come to attend to lose weight, get healthy. You know, we see people reduce their medications and that sort. But I also do individual sessions. So even though it's a large population, some of my work is private, one-on-one. So I do private consults with cancer patients, usually those that either need to improve their eating because they're on treatments that are affecting their appetite, or for people that they're over it all now and they want to start reducing any further risks and eat healthier.
Lynn, what would be some things our listeners could do right now if they wanted to achieve healthy weight loss?
Actually, there's a lot of things that are very doable for a person to start feeling healthier and see that weight come off, because often it's so frustrating because it doesn't. So one of the, you know, the first things they're finding is that fiber fills us up. So increasing your fiber intake is one first start. And it's so easy thing to do because don't start taking all these little fiber pills, because the simple thing is just increase your fruits and vegetables. There's so much out there about fruits and vegetables.
They're naturally heavy in fiber.
Right. And they're throwing in a lot of good nutrition there at the same time. So that is going to fill them up. And then also, you know, whenever you include fiber, be sure to include fluid. And often many people are waiting till they're thirsty to really drink, and that's actually too late sometimes. So really, that's the other thing I would recommend. So fiber with beans, simple. Right now, we're encouraging more legumes. Mexican food's getting popular, and that's really good with any type of taco shell wrapped in beans, and you're getting kind of a vegetarian dish, which is healthy.
Our guest is Lynn Storch from St. Joseph Mercy Health System, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Lynn, do supplements play a part in keeping someone healthy?
Supplements can be a part of their health, depending on their own individual needs, nutritionally, medically. Initially, you talk to a dietitian, they're going to encourage people to get their best nutrition from good food choices. So we're always going to recommend that.
So start with food as a choice to supplement
right.
whatever they can supplement
exactly.
versus taking a supplement.
Exactly. Okay. And then, you know, maybe a multiple vitamin. Certainly that covers a lot of the nutrients would be a great start. A lot of times I don't recommend the, one thing is just the cost of multiple bottles aren't always as necessary if they're not starting with the base, and then maybe a multiple vitamin. The only thing sometimes you'll find as we get older, especially, you know, we're in the winter season, is the sun exposure is down, so vitamin D has been shown to be low. So, and certainly for bone health, calcium. So if that's a specific need for some people, then maybe an independent calcium supplement that's fortified with vitamin D would be good.
So take that in addition to a multivitamin.
Right, because most multiple vitamins will not have enough calcium. It just can't be fit in to one pill.
I hear a lot about antioxidants.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, they come as independent vitamins, or you can get them, again, from the food. So the main thing you're looking for is, as an antioxidant, is vitamin C, vitamin E are two of the main ones, and carotenoids. And that basically comes from something like carrots, thus the name.
Carotenoids. And, that makes sense.
There you go.
Carrots.
So, and basically what they're doing is an antioxidant is going into the cells to prevent a breakdown process. You know, it wants to keep our healthy cells healthy. And there's a normal, maybe we'll call it the aging process, but the cells can be broken down by radicals, either poor eating, the environment we hear about affecting us, and they can just break down our good cells and thus break down the oxygen. So,
Lynn, you mentioned carrots, a good source of antioxidants. What other foods are good sources?
You can start with oranges are great. The vitamin C sources, as you know, is strawberries, deep greens. And what I really recommend is like colors. Think colorful on your plate.
Colors have antioxidants.
Absolutely, okay. Right. The deeper the color, the stronger the antioxidant.
Okay, that's
in
an easy
general.
Thing to, that's
exactly.
an easy thing to remember.
And it's a yeah. simple thing to walk through the grocery store and just say, what's coming right at me in the produce department, for example, and you'll know you'll be getting good antioxidants.
Lynn, we talked about supplements. As a registered dietitian, what would you recommend as a daily supplement, maybe for gender, population, ages?
Mm-hmm. There's certainly a lot of supplements out there when you look at, you know, and it gets confusing, I'm sure, with all the numbers and letters and other herbs now, you know, getting very popular out there. So in general, so that you're not going deeply into your wallet and spending a lot of money, I do recommend first being geared more towards a supplement that's towards the 50 plus is how I kind of see it, you know, or silver. I've noticed that is the other
yeah,
name
the
on
other,
the bottle.
On the
yeah.
bottle, yeah.
And the reason for that is because they're specifically the 25 nutrients that are in there are more geared towards the specific needs of the aging population, shall we call it. Because there are, you need a little more B12, you need the calcium, the vitamin D. The vitamin C we were talking about, again, is another one that's very good for the skin, for cells. And when you're aging, you know, you want to try to keep yourself...
Yourself youthful.
Youthful. Well, it's not the fountain of youth, but the interesting thing, you know, my mother, she's 86, and I bought her some vitamins. I thought, this will be good for you, and because, you know, we're her dietitian daughter. But anyways, when I opened the bottle, what I did not realize, they were huge. She couldn't swallow them. So we did break them up and things like that. So sometimes you have to watch and not invest too much money or else you're really finding something
wasting
very difficult
it.
To use. Yes.
You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guest is Lynn Storch from St. Joseph Mercy Hospital. Lynn, if you were considering taking a supplement or adding something to your normal daily regime, would you suggest that you would need to talk with your physician or your pharmacist? I mean, should you check with somebody before you do that?
It seems like it's such a minor thing. You know, it's just food in a pill form kind of thing. Why would I have to talk to my doctor? But there are potential... you know, drug and medicine interactions that may be, you know, harmful. So I would recommend at least start with a pharmacist. you know, and let them know what medications you're taking. And then certainly may need to, you know, talk to your doctor just to be assured.
Lynn, could you share a success story, maybe a favorite patient that comes to mind that you worked with?
I have a lot. I have wonderful people I work with. And, well, probably right now, because he's been in our program actually 3 years. One fellow, he was over 400 pounds. He's rather mature man, so great for our audience. And he's lost 180 pounds.
He's half the size.
He's basically half himself.
That's a success.
So this grandfather is a very cool grandpa
now. And he's
a
grandfather.
Oh, yes, yes. He's a grandpa quite a bit. And he's being, you know, able to get around now way, you know, with great improvement and flexibility than he ever could because of that weight loss. And the reason he's still in the program is that he recognizes that, you know, he got through a lot of eating to get where he was, and it takes a lot to, you know, change your behaviors. So, you know, behaviors for some people take years to change. It took us years to get where we're at. It takes years to get back down.
I'll bet his grandkids are loving that.
Exactly, yes.
But, you know, actually, I think, too, there's obviously different age groups that can go on your program. I actually have a very close friend who is on your program, and she has lost over 50 pounds and just looks fantastic and is aesthetic.
That is great to hear. Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, that's great to hear.
Nice. We're all very excited for her.
Well, that's the thing. It just brings out this new energy in a person, mm-hmm. and no matter what age. So that's great to hear.
Lynn, if our listeners wanted to talk with you, how could they reach you?
Well, there's a couple ways. The phone number directly to the Women's Health Center is 734-712-5551. And if they just want to go online, www.sjmercyhealth.org. And if they do a /HMR, that'll get right to the program I do, or just look at women's and children in the general icons, and they can get into the All of Women's Health Center.
Thanks so much for coming on the show today, Lynn. It was really great information. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a great thing to do on a Saturday morning.